This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents The Adventures of Captain Underpants, the first epic novel by Dave Pilkey, read by Len Forgione, with Dejan Freeman and Ben D'Amico. Chapter 1. George and Harold. Meet George Beard and Harold Hutchins. George is the kid on the left with the tie and the flat top.
We rule!
Harold is the one on the right with the t-shirt and the bad haircut. Remember that now.
Me too. Hey, George, this book is about us.
Harold, can you stop interrupting the narrator? I'm trying to listen.
Sorry.
George and Harold were best friends. They had a lot in common. They lived right next door to each other, and they were both in the same fourth grade class at Jerome Horowitz Elementary School. George and Harold were usually responsible kids. Whenever anything bad happened, George and Harold were usually responsible.
Hey, Harold, look at that flower shop sign. It says pick your own roses.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think I'm thinking what you're thinking.
Let's switch the letters around so it says pick our noses.
Awesome! We really do rule.
I told ya.
But don't get the wrong idea about these two. George and Harold were actually very nice boys. No matter what everybody else thought, they were good, sweet, and lovable. Well, okay, maybe they weren't so sweet and lovable, but they were good nonetheless. It's just that George and Harold each had a silly streak, a mile long. Usually that silly streak was hard to control. Sometimes it got them into trouble. And once, it got them into big, big trouble. But before I can tell you that story, I have to tell you this story. Chapter 2. Treehouse Comics, Inc. After a hard day of cracking jokes, pulling pranks, and causing mayhem at school, George and Harold liked to rush to the old treehouse in George's backyard. Inside the treehouse were two big old fluffy chairs, a table, a cupboard crammed with junk food, and a padlocked crate filled with pencils, pens, and stacks of paper. Now, Harold loved to draw, and George loved to make up stories, and together the two boys spent hours and hours writing and drawing their very own comic books. Over the years, they had created hundreds of their own comics starring dozens of their own superheroes. First, there was Dogman. Then came Timmy the Talking Toilet. And who could forget the amazing Cow Lady? But the all-time greatest superhero they ever made up had to be the amazing Captain Underpants. George came up with the idea. Most superheroes look like they're flying around in their underwear, he said. Well, this guy actually is flying around in his underwear. The two boys laughed and laughed. Yeah, said Harold. He could fight with wedgie power. George and Harold spent entire afternoons writing and drawing the comic adventures of Captain Underpants. He was their coolest superhero ever. Luckily for the boys, the secretary at Jerome Horowitz Elementary School was much too busy to keep an eye on the copy machine. So whenever they got a chance, Harold and George would sneak into the office and run off several hundred copies of their latest Captain Underpants adventure. After school, they sold their homemade comics on the playground for 50 cents each.
Chapter 3. The Adventures of Captain Underpants.
The Really Cool Adventures of Captain Underpants. Written by George Beard.
Drawn by Harold Hutchins. It was a time of darkness and despair for planet Earth. Bad guys had taken over the streets.
Stop thief!
Ha-ha!
And all of the superheroes in the world were too old to fight evil.
Hey!
Then along came a new improved...